This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. All right, let's do a little bit more on that personal consumption expenditures price index we were just talking about. It excludes volatile gas and food prices, and as we've mentioned before on this show, it is the Fed's preferred inflation measure. It's heading in the right direction, but drill deeper into those numbers and you'll find that story of two inflations. Price levels for goods dropped 0.4% from October to November, but price levels for services went up by 0.4% over the exact same period. Marketplace's Matt Levin explains why.
After the pandemic hit, we gorged ourselves on Peloton, sofas, air fryers. So the prices of goods went up, and the supply chain mess didn't help. Then we got through the Delta variant and Omicron, and this year we gorged ourselves on flights, hotels, eating out.
It's all services inflation now, and it's going to be a battle between goods prices declining and service sector prices rising, and also how people choose to spend their money.
Drew Mattis is chief market strategist at MetLife Investment Management. He says our appetite for certain services may be waning, like, say, traveling to see relatives.
We're settling back into kind of where people had been pre-COVID. I mean, after all, there's only so much family you can take.
Sorry, Mima, maybe next year. While airfares may be falling, inflation in the service sector is a thorny problem to fix, says Charles Lieberman at Advisors Capital Management.
Much of the cost of providing services is the cost of labor. And until we see a material increase in the unemployment rate, that's not likely to dissipate.
Wages and salaries grew 0.5% from October to November. The Fed wants to keep the service sector out of the dreaded wage price spiral. Prices go up, workers demand raises, companies raise prices to pay for those raises, workers demand more raises. Lisa Erickson is at U.S. Bank Wealth Management.
Right now, we aren't seeing a wage price spiral within the service sector, but we do want to continue to monitor the trajectory.
Erickson says she does expect overall inflation to come down next year, but not to the Fed's target rate of 2%. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.